gentlemen, welcome everybody to the 13th episode of Loud and Anxious.
Hello.
This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
Yeah, sorry, I stopped a little bit because I was looking at the position that Murat is laying down on the chair. It's quite relaxed, actually.
I'm getting
it's
more
fine,
serious.
We are podcasting, but no one can see exactly what we're doing. It's just like a comment. And I don't think no one will be bothered or offended about it.
Yeah, if you are not offended by
it was just funny, looking at you really relaxed.
This was my gaming position.
Ah, okay, so you game like
this. Yeah, because otherwise my back cannot handle to game like 6-7 hours.
I will never understand how you can do it and other people can play for so long.
Physically or mentally?
In general, I would be bored after 1 hour.
First of all, I don't get bored. Mentally is okay, but physically it's now getting harder and harder as I'm getting older, I guess.
But is it possible to stop like every hour and have a walk of 15 minutes? So you need to stay there for like 6 hours in a row?
No. I sometimes take a walk. Of course, I go to toilet. So my walks are generally from here to the toilet. But when we do the raiding in World of Warcraft, generally we give a break after 2 hours. So I kind of play 2 hours straight.
When do you do what?
Raid. It's
raid.
Raid. Yeah, it's like we gather 20 person, and we go to a instance, a dungeon, to kill enemies.
This word is so obscure for me. Seriously, one day we need to sit together, and then you have to explain me everything. Because also when you mention stuff about Dungeons and Dragons I don't know what, it's fascinating. Because I mean, you can see that people are like creating new words that they're so well structured; it looks like reality. Mm-hmm. But from the other side, I think, why bother? You know, we already have a world and a reality to live with. Okay, you don't have powers; you cannot be a magician; you cannot fly unless you take a plane. But still, it's not so bad, in my opinion.
Yeah, but no, I think it's like you need to also move the gears of your imagination from time to time. So in my opinion, the Dungeons and Dragons and any kind of video games are two separate things. In Dungeons and Dragons, everything is in your mind, so in your imagination. In video game, you play what another mind created for you.
Yeah,
okay. The other one you create yourself, which is, I think both of them I really like, but if you want me to choose, I would go with Dungeons and Dragons, I guess.
Okay.
It's nice to be in the world that you create.
Yeah, okay. I think I kind of agree. I never ask myself this kind of question, so I don't I don't really know the answer, but okay, this is another topic. I think it's not really related to our podcast. So yeah, ritual question: how are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm so excited because ahead of me there is 1 week off.
Oh, nice.
I won't go anywhere, but it will be very nice because I will start my project about my studio. So first of all, I will clean down the place because
your recording studio.
Yeah,
you
my
mean.
Recording studio. I can show you like after our record is finished. Is
yeah, we will make a video maybe for our listeners.
Maybe I can do that
if
yeah.
they care. Yeah. We can put on Patreon and see if they start to give us money.
Yeah, that can be also
to
a possibility.
To finance you and your recording studio.
I think every help will be very appreciated about it.
Now you will start to ask money.
Yeah,
also.
True. But basically what I will do, I will clean down the place. I will also start taking things out and start building, hopefully. So I'm looking forward for this week, for next week. So that's why this week was very fast and happy.
Okay.
And how was your week?
Was good. Finally went to hairdresser.
I can see that.
Yeah, because yeah, my goal is to have like gray hair. But since I'm really young and healthy, my hair have like a really brown, strong brown color. So it's every time like a fight. And I used to have my she's still there. I have my hairdresser in Italy. The point is that with the lockdown, I cannot just take a plane to go and visit her. So I just figured out someone that could do at least something here. So I found a nice guy. It took 3 hours because it cannot be less actually. And yeah, now I have this nice gray blonde color. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to call it. It will just go away, I think, in 2 weeks or so. But yeah, it's nice to see myself with the proper hair right now. Mm-hmm. But for the rest, yeah, it was nothing special. My holidays will be really, really far in time. So yeah, I'm not so happy as you.
Yeah, well.
But luckily, we have our podcast that today we talk about.
We will talk about, well, we have two albums that we reviewed. We want to also introduce the bands, I guess. Yeah. At least for me, it's not a band that was known by me a couple of weeks ago. Then we have a discussion topic, which I look forward to discuss, is about Steel Panther.
Me too.
Yeah. The reason is that we saw a new video clip of Steel Panther and we decided to dig into this band, which is and I saw them live last year. So we had lots of things to talk about them. And finally, we will talk about musicians that are specifically more active in social media, like in Twitch or YouTube.
Especially Twitch, because yeah. I didn't even know about this channel until 1 month ago.
Oh. Well, as a gamer, I knew, but now it's invaded by musicians, so it's kind of new thing.
It's interesting. Actually, it can be like a way that in which musician can earn some money.
I think, yeah, it works like Patreon, basically. You follow them and you can give them donations via PayPal.
Yeah, they're not big donation. I mean, you can even give like $1 or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. $1, so $5, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So like. Maybe people, yeah, for fan it would be fine because it's not a big deal, but much more people can just enter there and give these €2 instead of to buy, I don't know, an album that costs like 30. Mm-hmm. So I don't buy physical music anymore because, yeah, I don't have place to store it and I don't want to move it around with me. Mm-hmm. But I also understand people that maybe they also want to support them buying their own stuff. They would be super happy to buy like this special edition of vinyl or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, it costs like €40. And
yeah. Yeah, well, one of my dreams in the future when I'm a bit more stable economically is to get a nice pickup and start collecting vinyls. But I still have a couple of years to start that. For me, I think it will be nice. Now you see, yeah, we are in my place, and I think I will be in this house for lots of years. At least the mortgage says so.
Yeah, no, well, the thing is, if you think about a lot of fans are actually young people. Maybe they're like teenagers or they're still studying or mm-hmm. they start with their careers and they don't have so much money to spend in something that is not really needed. Like, as you mentioned, you have your mortgage. I guess that also other people have their own debts, like yeah. for the buying cars or, I don't know, paid university or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when you have to choose what to do, it's like, okay, should I really spend like €40 or €60 in band merch, which is basically useless?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, you can listen to all the songs in Spotify.
Exactly, or in YouTube or whatever. Yeah. But the point is, if you want to support the band, you feel kind of guilty. At least this is my, this is what I feel. Because the point is, I want to support them, but sometimes there is really expensive. Like, mm-hmm. I go to concert, mm-hmm. so at least, yeah, I pay the ticket, so I support them. But then I go to the merch area and they have really, like, some of them, they really have high prices. Mm-hmm. And I do understand because they want to give good quality. Like, they have, like, a really nice package for album, for example. Mm-hmm. Or, like, mm-hmm. the t-shirt is made uh-huh. with, like, bio cotton or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's super cool, but then yeah, one t-shirt costs like €30 and I cannot buy every time that I go to concert the mm-hmm. one t-shirt of €30.
True. But let's discuss this when we come to the topic and let's start with our highlights.
Yeah.
So let's start with yours.
Mm-hmm. So today I want to talk about the last release of Telepathy. Actually, I missed it. Mm-hmm. They released this album on March this mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. And I really like this band. It's I would like to call it post-black band, but maybe not even. One thing that I like, it's also defined post-metal in some reviews that I found. Mm-hmm. So this band is from UK. It's quite well known in the scene. I got the chance to see them a couple of times. And it's not really a big band, but let's say in post-metal and in black, experimental black, I would say, they're famous.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really good because, as I mentioned multiple times, probably in the past episodes, these guys know how to experiment, and I really like music in which there's a lot of experimentation. Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. take a genre and you just break all the rules that are inside, but you remain, your music still listen like a certain genre. It's not that, okay, I take like the classical black metal structure and I completely change it so it doesn't sound black metal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they like when like the core is like a specific genre, and then you put like some things from some influences from other genre, for mm-hmm. example, or mm-hmm. like you change some stuff. I don't know, you pick up even from a genre that they are not from metal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the case. Telepathy always experiments. So in their post black metal, they put like sludge. There's a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. They use a lot of noise, which I really like. I also live.
One question, do they use, for example, when to build this noise, some old school synths, or they mainly do that electronically?
They do it with the guitars and effects with on the guitars. Okay, yeah. Effects, okay. So what mm-hmm. they built is like the sound with the with bass and mm-hmm. and the guitars, like simply using reverb or okay, other effects that I'm mm-hmm. not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But they build it also when they're live. They build it in the way that they start with this noise, and then they introduce the song, and then between the song you have still noise, mm-hmm. which is something that I also really like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have like a complete live stage complete live on stage, instead of to have like a different a separated song.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember if they even introduce themselves.
I see.
So
one other question, you say that you saw them twice.
Mm-hmm.
How are they like, for me, in a noise band or like in post-metal or post-rock band, the lights and the the effects on the scene is very important for me,
mm-hmm.
to give the atmosphere better. How was their scene generally?
Well, the first time I saw them, where it was? I think it was in Dunk.
Mm-hmm.
So Dunk Festival has two stages. One is like a classic stage below a tent. Mm-hmm. And the second one is the forest stage. And the nice thing of the forest stage is that when it's night, you mm-hmm. are literally in a forest.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some lights, of course, in the small stage. But yeah, at the end, everything's dark.
Yeah.
So it was a perfect environment for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time, it was during Droneburg in Hamburg. It's a small independent festival of extreme music that mm-hmm. I really like. And it was also in a very small pub, super, super dark. So mm-hmm. I don't remember there were specific lights. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was dry ice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's called like this
with
in English.
Lots of... not foam, but I understand.
Yeah, there's they create this kind of fog, as you mentioned, yes. Uh-huh. And also there was really dark, so mm-hmm. they did not have to really create like a certain atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But it really works with the music that they play, because mm-hmm. you need to imagine you have like a mix between sludge, drone, and black metal.
Mm-hmm.
With this kind of moments in which you have only noise made with guitars,
mm-hmm.
And together, all together, it really creates a certain atmosphere, a certain I would say a certain atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there were not big stages and not so many people were there, I think that they are really well received. Mm-hmm. Like they start to be more and more famous because they're really talented, in my opinion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also is a complete instrumental band.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no voice. When it's this is the case, you really have to work on the atmosphere that you create with your composition.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about when you have a band that makes music and there's someone that sings on,
mm-hmm.
most of the attention is caught by the voice.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Also, when you see how they mix it, what you do normally is that you put the voice in front.
Mm-hmm.
In metal, it's not so used because mm-hmm. There's another conception of how to build the mixes.
Mm-hmm.
But especially in pop and all the other genre, non-metal genre, you listen that the voice is much higher volume, louder,
yeah. mm-hmm.
Than the other instrument mm-hmm. that they're kind of behind. But anyway, I didn't want to talk about it. What I can say, it's a good album. It's not definitely replacing the success of their first album in 2017.
First, we need to say the name of the album without forgetting.
Oh, yes. Burn Embrace. Yeah, this is something that I tend not to say. But yeah, if you search in Spotify, whatever, is the last one in released in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much more melodic than the previous one. So the dark atmosphere that you had in the past, you had it much less. Mm-hmm. I saw in one of the reviews I was checking, they even talk about black gaze, mm-hmm. this kind of direction that they are following. Me personally, I don't think this is the way, but it's just an experimentation that they follow in this release.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it a little bit boring. They use the same effects, the same patterns in the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still see that they use blast beat and then they change to sludge in the same song. For example, they mm-hmm. put atmospheric part with like a lot of melodic lines.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really caught my attention. It's not like, they're a masterpiece. It's mm-hmm. a good album though.
Okay.
What about you and your highlight?
Well, I want to talk about a doom metal album from a band called Gargantua from United Kingdom again. So we kind of found two British bands.
Mm-hmm.
The Gargantua is a doom metal band from UK. As I said, they gathered around 2013. Mm-hmm. Though the band started in 2013. This is their second full studio album. And it was around 45-50 minutes mm-hmm. long with 7 songs. The album is called Toward the Sun, and it was an album which is released in January. So in our previous episodes, I didn't want to tell as a new release because it wasn't basically, it was already released 2 months ago before our podcast started, but in here for a highlight I wanted to give like the spotlight to this album because I think this is one of the best doom metal album so far I listened in this year.
Okay.
Including like very famous doom metal bands that we listened mm-hmm. in the previous episodes. I really find this album incredibly well built.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so long and it has all the elements of doom metal that you would like to hear, like the melancholy, the darkness, the harshness also. Mm-hmm. The songs were so well balanced, like they have the harsh part where you feel a bit angry or a bit despaired, let's say. And they have very soft, very musical, very Pink Floydish parts.
Okay.
Which, I see
you
the
like.
Smile, yeah, of course. But when I listened to the album, I just realized that I think they were big fans of Pink Floyd. You mm-hmm. could hear that their transitions, etc. They had lots of. You could hear that Pink Floyd influence. They were influenced by that. That's for sure. I just want to put a small spotlight on the guitar tones. They were amazing. When I listen to an album, especially for review, I try to listen to also, I'm not an expert, but I try to listen to the technical side of the music. I was speechless towards the how they build up the tones, how they recorded the tones of the guitars. I think it was beautifully
mm-hmm.
done. So the harsh parts, the distorted parts were extremely volumic. So you could hear the heaviness and the tones were perfect. I won't say anything special about other things because I didn't hear much special about vocals, so it was a nice doom vocal. So clean was very nice. He could growl powerfully, but Specifically, I was very impressed by the guitars generally. I have two favorite songs in the album. So the New Sun, the second track. The first song is like an introduction. So basically, the guy speaks. It's with a very nice introductory melody in the behind, very dark atmosphere. So that prepares. So basically, the second track was the first song of the album. Let's say, it's a very nice song. It's a very nice doom metal song. And the sixth song, the controlling waves. These songs reminded me some Pink Floyd passages. So these two were, I think, very good doom metal songs. But overall, the album was nice. So in the past, I also spoke about some albums like they have very nice intro, very nice outro, but the middle of the album was very empty. This has a very high level of quality all along the album. So I didn't skip a song while I listened to it. So if you are a doom metal fan, I would really recommend you to check this album and follow this band.
Okay, and now very I'm nice. Getting curious actually. I think I will check them.
Again, but if I want to make a criticize, you make a beautiful album, but you need to work on your cover a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
The covers when I search for a music, but I don't want to be very shallow, but the covers also gives me some idea about what is inside. So but yeah. It's a shame. I think they could have a much better cover to this album, which was, I think, quite a masterpiece.
Okay, but for me it depends. Normally, I mean, there's so much music everywhere that maybe the cover can help you to actually focus the people on your music. So if there's like a, for me it's like if it's very colorful or there's like a really specific drawing, then I at least click once to listen to one song. And then, of course, it depends if the song is nice or not. But at least, you know, the first click is due to the fact that the cover is interesting. So I do agree with you. But also, I don't want to judge the music by the cover.
No. I don't judge. But for me also, I checked this. I remember that I saw this album and I thought it was a prog album. So okay. Lots of geometrical styles, etc. So I entered. I was very nicely surprised because I really like doom metal, and it's a very very good doom metal album. In my opinion, the cover is not matching the the album.
Okay. Good. So shall we talk about Steel Panther now?
Yeah, let's talk about Steel Panther. So
my favorite topic for today.
Yeah. In my opinion, it will be a favorite topic for a long time.
Yeah, so basically we found this news on Metal Injection that Steel Panther released their single, I think it's a single, and also a video clip in which they dress like a boy band and they try to dance as a boy band that actually has a name I found in their website. It's called Four Pimp Chumps, which is as everything they do is satirical. But then I got more interesting to the band because I know who they are, I know what they do, but you know what is the background behind. So basically these guys they're from US and they were living in Los Angeles. And they start this cover band in around 2000 in which they were going to really famous clubs in Sunset Strip that is like, you know, for the US. All the music that comes from US started basically in Sunset Strip. And they start to play covers from famous air metal bands because they really like it, so they wanted to make this tribute. And from there, apparently, I think that they got famous, or they see that there was some success for them, even if it was not the air metal period anymore. And they start to write their own song and they release the album. That was at the beginning, they were like independently from any label, and then they got success, and now I see that in Spotify they have 400,000 listeners per month. So they have quite a huge fan base. But then I start to think about why hair metal is still like a huge thing, not so huge as in the 80s, but why is considered or is still alive. Because if you think about other genres, for example, nu metal, you don't have the same.
It's dead, right? The nu metal.
Yeah, exactly. But for air metal, actually, there are still bands.
Yeah, but
they're playing, or even they do like big tour, like Van Halen.
True, but I don't think that they have the popularity from the 80s or late 70s.
True, but they're still alive. And now it's like, we are in 2020, 40 years.
True, but also, yeah, I see those bands that toured, they are now like really huge. They are like the pioneers of this kind. So Van Halen, Kiss. I don't hear too much about Bon Jovi. Of course, when they tour, they go to big stadiums because they have like fans from age starting from 15 to 50, 60 even. The same goes for that. But for me, about Steel Panther, which is very funny maybe, but they still live the life of the 80s. Like this rock star life in a period that it's not real anymore.
But maybe this is the reason why people like it.
Because most probably, yeah.
The thing is, I found a really nice article about that they explain why hair metal was born, which kind of band were there, and so on. And one thing that they explain is that during the 80s, you know, it was like the boom for in the US. Like the economy was amazing. Okay, they were in Cold War, so not everything was amazing, but still, they were going really great. And you know, you have this kind of wealth, general wealth, everywhere spread in the country, and you have nothing to worry about.
True.
So this genre was born because people just want to party, basically. If I understood correctly from this article,
with rock and roll, with something a bit heavier than rock and roll.
But it was not like in the 60s that was basically the rock. Rock, for example, from the 60s was born as a, let's say, fighting against the social status. The social situation, the society in general. So that's why it was coming out. It was completely different than the normal music that you used to listen. And there was that. This is the reason why teenagers like it, because they wanted to like break. I mean, all the generation teenagers, they want to break the rules. So that's why rock was born. But in this case, it was only to party. Like there's no other big goal. So
girls, cocaine,
exactly. Drinks, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's quite interesting because I think that it will never happen again. I mean, in a situation that we are so wealthy that actually you can have like this kind of reaction from the teenage generation, let's say.
Yeah, but they have quite a big fan base, especially.
Yeah.
And I think you know, that the atmosphere that they create, like they show that they are the rock stars that were existed like 40 years ago, but now it doesn't exist anymore. But they just act like this is happening. So they are still the rock stars from the 80s.
Well,
in the 2020,
I don't really know if they're like they're acting in the way that they're making fun of this situation, or they really believe it. I don't think that they believe it.
Yeah, I don't think also they don't believe it, in my opinion. But it's not also that they are making fun of that. It's like Zlatan Ibrahimovic. They just find some sweet spot of having high ego, but also getting loved, because obviously they have talent. Their songs. I'm not a big fan of this kind of metal, so I'm not a big fan of Van Halen, etc. But actually, they are very good.
Yeah.
They are all very good artists in their instruments. The vocals are very good. So when so they are talented, and they are putting a show, let's say.
Yeah, true. Well, also maybe this is the reason why they are liked, because they actually put a show.
Yeah.
How many bands that they are famous now, they're actually able to do it?
Not so much.
Not so many. So yeah, it might be that this is also the key of success.
Yeah, but what one only thing that I would say, they are so out of time about also their criticism. So they are criticizing, or they are making fun of boy bands.
Yeah.
And the last boy band that I can think of is Backstreet Boys, maybe NSYNC, and they just dissolved, what, in 2002,
something
like this. So they are also criticizing or making fun of something that that is not existing anymore.
Don't know why they really pick up. I mean, they could pick up some rappers or, you know.
Yeah, because I also remember, for example, Blink 182, they had some video clips that made fun of the video clips of Backstreet Boys back in the early 2000s. So the guys are just lagging like 20 years behind on everything.
I don't really know why they wanted to make this kind of video. If you look at the other videos that they have, it's like them having parties.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they change it. Maybe they realize that they're losing fan base. I don't know.
They just want. Maybe they just wanted to make something fun for themselves. That might also be possible.
If you are a certain level, maybe you're allowed to.
Because all the other video clips is like poolside parties with lots of playmates or porn stars and basically boobs and stuff and booze, basically.
But I like their style.
I think they
I
are.
I like a hair metal style, to be honest. I will never wear these things, but I like it.
Yeah, but also I remember that you were very frustrated because last year they were in Dynamo Fest and they took like all the female fans to the stage.
Yeah.
And I sent you the picture and you said me, oh God, what is happening here?
I mean, as long as this girl are happy, it's fine. Yeah, but I don't really like this kind of behaviors. Like, oh, come and dance. I mean, this is the only thing we're able to, like, just being pretty and... But okay, I mean,
it's a very long discussion. Yeah.
Yes, true. And as always, we don't have time.
Yeah. But so the good thing is that our last topic, we already kind of discussed
it. Exactly. So we're kind of on time.
Yeah. So what we can do, we can just say thank you for listening to us.
Yes. So we just switch the order of topics.
Yeah. So if you, you could hear our impressions and our ideas about the Twitch or those artists that are using social media like 20 minutes ago.
So I first hope that you will enjoy it.
And thank you for listening.
Yes, see you next week.
See you.
Bye.